Our second PCM Mustang to make the All-Decade team brings us back to the early portion of the 2010s, a time when the Mustangs began to take the form of what they are today. One of the key players of that time was Hutch Burns, a member of the class of 2012. He earned honors as a defensive back, but describes himself as more of a linebacker on the defensive side of the football.
I was a outside linebacker, and every game obviously had different reads, but we ran a 4-3 defense. Honestly, just we were undersized. We weren't very big. Like, if you've seen the team this year, it's, everybody's big, it seems like. We were all pretty small, so we just kind of flew around and swarmed pretty much back then. I mean, because we were pretty undersized, so just swarmed to the ball and gang tackle.
Burns received first-team Class 2A All-State honors in both 2010 and 2011 as a defensive back. While he was shocked that he earned the honors as a defensive player, he was humbled to be mentioned as one of the top players in the state.
I was honestly kind of surprised I got the defensive awards, but I think it kind of had a combination. They said that they would do both, like offense and defense, and I think they might have mixed together, but no, it was a big honor, and I felt very honored to have that.
Burns finished with 163.5 tackles in his high school career. His most tackles in a season was his sophomore year with 71. He also had one career interception and also served as a kick returner. But what Burns hangs his hat on is his ability to run the football. He says his playing style evolved throughout his career as his body type changed.
Sophomore, junior, I was kind of a speed back. I weighed probably 160 pounds, and then Bonner came in, and he was really focused on putting weight on me, and was really focusing on the weight, the lifting program and everything, and I got up to about 180, 185 my senior year and kind of turned into a completely different back where we ran the eye a lot and we would spread it out, but it was just a lot of just running down their throats. So I turned from a speedster to kind of a more of a bruiser back.
On the ground, he finished with 3,277 yards and 48 touchdowns. He also had two receiving touchdowns, totaling 50 touchdowns for his career. Interestingly, his final year as a Mustang was spent with a brand new head coach, as Greg Bonna took over following the departure of Dar Dobbs and was key in Burns' development as a running backs coach.
I love Dar Dobbs a lot, and they're both good coaches, but Bonna was real good. He's got a special thing going on there for PCM, kind of like a dynasty now. I was just lucky enough to get 1 year with him, but his attitude, he eats, breathes, sleeps football, and he's got an awesome mentality towards football, and honestly, it shows in how year in, year out, how successful they are now, you know?
His senior season proved to be a turning point for the program as well. The Mustangs dominated throughout the regular season, winning their first 11 games. The one and only loss came a game shy of the Dome, and that was a quarterfinal round loss to West Marshall on the road in State Center. Burns reflects on that season.
Before that year, we were co-champions my junior year. We split with Bondurant and someone else, and I don't know, we were like 8-2, and we never really were real great. And then my senior year was just pretty cool because, like you said, we beat up on some teams pretty bad. There's a lot of games where we didn't play second half, and I specifically remember the game before West Marshall, we played St. Edmunds, and it was a hard-fought game. I think we ended up winning 17-7, and it was just kind of one of those games where you won't ever forget.
He says one game in particular stands out from that season, a playoff game against Clarinda, where Burns put up big numbers.
The Clarinda game, individually, that was my best game on the ground. I had like 3 touchdowns, and I think I ran for around like 250 yards, and that was a really cool, I mean, I ran it a ton. Like, I think they gave it to me 30 times, but after that game, it was just that was a really special game. That was a lot of fun.
Following his senior year, Burns went on to play college football at Grandview University and said the things Bonnet brought to the table his senior year helped prepare him for that next level.
So we didn't really have film session too much with, like, practicing. We would never have the first when Dar Dobbs was there, and then when Bonnet came, we filmed practices, and that was something that it prepared for me. It was kind of football is more of a job in college for sure, and honestly, we had more time that we were with Bonnet, and more time it kind of prepared me with realizing that football was going to be more than just a sport. It's kind of a job, but wouldn't trade it for anything because the brotherhood you get and the teamwork skills that you get out of college football is something I highly recommend for everyone.
While Hutch is several years removed from the PCM program now, he still keeps up with the team. His second cousin, Sage Burns, is a running back on the squad, and Hutch believes they'll do great things here this year.
My cousin Sage plays. He's the running back now. He hurt Anderson. That was a bad deal. He got hurt. But, like I said earlier, the main thing I noticed is they're so big. Their line is just massive. And it's crazy. Even the linebackers are all real big. I don't know. After the Newton game, I was like, well, honestly, I good feeling they'll probably win it. You can see it up front. Our line just pushes the other team's line back. You can just tell up front.
Burns now works at Worldwide Logistics in Urbandale and will soon marry his fiancée. As long ago as it seems, he'll always be remembered as a key player of that team that helped shape the PCM program into what it is today. With this all-decade feature on PCM's Hutch Burns, I'm John Moenkel, KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night.